All right. This is so great. I'm really glad to see you guys. Do you mind if I sit down on the floor with you? Okay. Thank you. Well, have you ever found yourself getting hungry in the middle of church? Oh, you can raise your hand. I do. Have you ever found yourself getting hungry in the middle of like a kid story? I do. So you know what? I did something about it today because I don't know how long I'm going to go. So I brought some food for myself. You know what I have? Hold on. Let's see what I got in here. I got 5 crunchy bread pieces and 2 goldfish crackers. So that's 5 bread, 2 fishes. But how many of us are there? So that would get me through this kid story. Who's a good counter here? Okay, so how many are there? Yeah. There's 10? Wow. So maybe I should just eat this, since there's not enough for everybody, should I just eat this, keep it to myself, or should I share it? I don't know. You say share? Okay. Who says, what do you say? You say share? What do you say? Share? But what happens if there's not enough for everybody? What if I'm really hungry? Yeah. You say share. How come nobody is raising your hand saying, I should eat all my food myself? Okay, well, let me try. I'll see. I'll share it, and we'll see how far it goes. I don't know how far it's going to go, but if you guys want to pass that around, and you can, go ahead. You can take some. Okay, come on. Yeah, good idea. Break it in pieces. See if that happens. See if that helps. Okay, yeah, you can take it and share it. You wanted me to share. I want you to share, too. Yeah, now all of a sudden you don't want to share. I got it. Okay, keep passing it around. Let's see if it makes it all the way. Okay, crunchy bread, goldfish cracker. You're not going to get hungry in today's children's story. Or maybe you will. Now, is there enough for everyone? Something interesting is going to happen now. My assistant is going to do something really wonderful. Instead of just having like little crumbs, you guys each get a basket of crunchy bread and goldfish crackers. Do you know why? This wouldn't have happened if I didn't like want to share my food. Now this is a remarkable phenomenon. I've never heard any story like this. Have you? All right. I said that, but that's not the truth. This story is in all 4 of the Gospels, which means Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. But you know what's interesting about John's version of the story in the Bible? He's the only one that says where the fish and the bread came from. Do you guys know? Have you heard this story? There were so many people that came to hear Jesus. They wanted to hear what he had to say, but it's hard when you guys are hungry to pay attention on anything somebody's saying, right? And Jesus knew this, so he said, okay, we need to feed these people. And the disciples said, look at how many people there are. We don't have enough food for that. We can't afford enough food for that. And that's where the story gets told in 3 of those books. But in John, they said, look, we have some food from this boy. It was a kid. It was a kid like you guys. And the kid said, well, I have some food. You can have some of this. And do you know what? I don't know that that miracle would have happened if that boy didn't want to share. And when we share what God gives us, God can take that and do really cool, exciting, miraculous things. Just like it sort of happened today, but even better stuff. And when you think about all the things you guys have to share, there's a lot. You can share your happiness. You can share your, sometimes it might be crunchy bread and goldfish crackers, but really it could be happiness. It could be sharing your time with somebody. It could be sharing how thankful you are to your parents that they've done all they have for you. If you think about it, God's given you a lot of stuff, and it's even better than holding it on to your, for yourself is sharing it. So if we have any, do we have any bags left over? Okay, right after prayer, when you guys take up your baskets, we're going to put crunchy bread and fish crackers in the baskets. And as people are giving you money, you can offer to share it with the people out there because they might be getting hungry during church today too. I don't know. Okay? So let's pray. Let's stand up and pray together. And then you guys can go pass out the fish and the bread. All right. Dear God, thank you so much for all the things you give us, not just food to eat, but parents who love us and friends that help us enjoy our life. Help us to be aware of the things that we have and look at them as things that we can share with others who might need them. And thank you for the blessing that happens when we do share what you give us with others. We love you, God, and please bless this offering that we pick up right now. In Jesus' name, amen.